leading off the hodgepodge segment three, as it has come to be, Lance Armstrong is now being investigated by the federal government for whatever crimes he was originally being investigated for. I'd imagine fraud and you know, all the good stuff that comes with shaking down witnesses against you. And
right,
and,
being
that guy. And look, if there's one guy who I don't think I'd mind see being popped for this sort of thing, it's probably Armstrong. Then again, this is another example. How many of these cases has the federal government won? Like, they keep bringing these, like Bonds and Clemens. They've never won any of them. I think they tried Bonds twice and lost both times.
Yeah, if I were Lance Armstrong, I would hire that sleazy Southern lawyer that Roger Clemens
Rusty
had.
Rusty Harden, I think.
Rusty
was his
Harden,
name.
That's right. Which is
straight out of the NASCAR track.
It's unbelievable. And a kind of a creepy guy. Listen, the federal government should be looking elsewhere. Lance Armstrong has been tarred. He's been feathered. I don't care anymore. I did care for a while because, as I've said multiple times, I was long an anti-Lance guy. At this point, it's done. He was a guy who was steadfastly determined to become just this absolute legend and have a legacy, and that legacy is forever ruined, which will forever plague him and torture him, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Go fix the economy.
Right. Not that this matters to you, but a huge, huge scandal has erupted in European soccer.
Corruption in European soccer?
And it looks the mob, which I didn't even know existed. And does anyone actually think that like Goodfellas
what country's mob?
All European soccer.
All Europe soccer has one big mob?
I don't know.
Like Real Madrid and all those guys?
The details aren't exactly they're said to have been fixing World Cup games. World Cup qualifiers, Euro Cup qualifiers. Varying league, over 300 matches over a couple years that are being looked at right now.
Being fixed through players or officiating? Because officiating is relatively non-existent in soccer. You either give a guy a yellow card, a red card, call him offsides,
You can have an impact. I mean, if you give a guy a red card on a questionable call and now their side's down to 10 guys.
Right, that's a good point.
You know, but I think it's going to involve players. Not all the details are out yet, but that's huge. And it's not going to get a lot of press here. It's going to get huge press there. Could you imagine? I mean, the sporting world in the U.S. lost its damn mind when it was one referee.
Right. Tim Donaghy, classic guy.
Could you imagine if it was, you know, hey, turns out Ben Roethlisberger threw this game.
Would Tim Donaghy not be a sweet character in a reality television show?
But it's surreal life. I mentioned it before.
Right. He would be phenomenal. I just watch Tim Donaghy be sketchy every day. Just do weird stuff. Spy on people. Mail fraud. Imagine he does.
Speaking of being sketchy, this AJ McCarron, Darnell Dockett Twitter feud, this is getting weird.
Right. Well, can we let's hold off on that and go back to the soccer?
I was trying to be professional. Segue.
It was good, but I'm segueing back. You know, have you ever been on a Segway? You can go reverse.
You've never been on a Segway.
I have
in your
been
life.
On a Segway. I absolutely have. They're terrifying. The way you go forward is you lean as though you were going to fall. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm programmed to not want to fall down. On my face.
Go.
Anyway, I can't even remember. Oh.
European soccer
Europeans
scandal.
Who love segues.
Yes.
I mean, how embarrassing is this? Could this put the World Cup in jeopardy?
No, because the World Cup is the biggest sporting event in the world, hands down, bar none.
Well,
it's not going away.
Trust is a huge thing. Trust is what killed. That's the biggest thing that baseball has been trying to recover from. Post the steroids the trust in the game.
You're right, but as big as the NFL is, just multiply it by factors of 10 to how big the World Cup and some of those competitions are in soccer. It's going to be hurt. It could blow up FIFA, you know, and Sepp Blatter and who's the head of FIFA and various other, you know, organizational bodies could be disastrous for them. But the game and the specific tournaments, those are here forever.
That's fine. But if I were to tell you, as big as the NFL is, as you just said,
yeah.
If I were to tell you that the guy, whose name escapes me right now, the safety for the Denver Broncos purposely let Torrey Smith behind him late in that game, and then Peyton Manning, the great Peyton Manning, purposely threw that interception to throw the playoff game so that the Ravens could win it, so that Ray Lewis could go out a Super Bowl champion and write that storyline. Games are fixed.
Yep.
Then that's an immediate turnoff, and I don't want to watch
that
game
anymore. Yeah, absolutely. It's a turnoff, and it's hurt. But I don't think the NFL crumbles beneath that. I think, you know, they do what the NBA does, and they react.
What if it comes out that it's not just officials and a couple decent players, that it's major goaltenders, that it's Messi, that it's that bald white guy?
Well done.
Thank you.
Look, Tim Howard, was that who you were going
for?
No,
he's a great American. He would never do anything like that. You know, what's his name? Rooney? Rooney, there he is.
Wayne Rooney.
From United? If it's the greatest, my soccer knowledge is unbelievable.
It's stunning.
If it comes out that it is superstars of the game, you know, guys you have fat heads of.
Again, I think it'll be similar to what, the NBA will, the NBA reacted swiftly and harshly, and they took immediate steps very quickly and very harsh steps. I think that'll happen. Certainly, we'll see how the details play out, but certainly the game will be hurt. There's no doubt about that. But the thought of soccer or the World Cup especially crumbling, I think is just let's rein it in a bit.
Well, did you see what Fox is doing to save soccer?
Gus Johnson?
Unbelievable.
That's the greatest. That's the greatest move in the history of
it's
broadcast
phenomenal.
Television. And then, look, I got to be honest. ESPN soccer guys, Ian Dark and Ian Dark and Steve McManaman are phenomenal. They're my favorite broadcast pair in sports because they're British and they're angry and they make fun of things and they do it so poetically and it's great. But Gus Johnson doing great soccer calls, it's going to be phenomenal.
Gus Johnson, and you've seen him do some soccer calls. He did some MLS games when he was just
He's mainstream. That's what's great.
It's huge that he's mainstream. It's also huge that he can inject energy into anything, and soccer is such a boring game, in my opinion, and the opinion of many Americans,
right,
that Gus Johnson screaming his head off at a 30-yard kick at midfield to another guy would certainly help the energy of soccer in this country.
To me, a guy like Ian Dark is already great at that, but Gus Johnson, you don't know who Ian Dark is. A lot of guys don't. Everybody knows who Gus Johnson is. Every sports fan already loves Gus Johnson.
Right.
It's a great move by Fox. But getting back to what we were moving on to, A.J. McCarron and Darnell Dockett. Famously, Darnell Dockett was the guy who hit on Catherine Webb during the championship game. And then, A.J. McCarron, being her boyfriend, stepped back and had some fire.
Had a little issue with that.
Right. And it's continued. And it's great because Darnell Dockett, while being extremely creepy, NFL player hitting on random college, totally creepy, is obviously trolling A.J. McCarron at this point, and McCarron's just not getting it.
Yeah, it's...
lately, Darnell, said, yo, McCarron, let's go fight, let's go box. It's a great way to stay in shape. Hey, Catherine Webb, your thoughts? McCarron got all angry, and, I guess I would, too, especially if I had the tattoo that McCarron does.
Right, and especially the fact that he would not win a boxing match against Darnell Dockett.
And McCarron's I got 3 rings. What do you have? Darnell Dockett's a legit player in the NFL.
In the National Football League.
You've won at Alabama.
You're
with
maybe,
a great defense.
You're a third, fourth, fifth round pick in a couple seasons. Yeah.
Nobody's looking at you for the draft, so just cool it. So credit to Darnell Dockett for being extremely creepy and really funny all at the same time. Speaking of funny, this isn't funny. Tiki Barber. You love any story that starts with Tiki Barber, right?
I do.
Tiki Barber said that he used to avoid players who would, quote, tickle him in the piles after a tackle, dog pile for a fumble.
That's fine.
Tiki
I would
Barber's
avoid those
tickled.
Guys, too.
I would, too.
But here's my thing.
I don't know if I tell
you're
people
at the bottom
that I
was of the you're at the bottom of the pile. How are you going to avoid the tickle monster?
I don't know.
The tickle monster's coming. You're gonna get tickled.
You hear all the broadcasters always talk about, crazy things go on in that
Never
pile.
Never heard of tickling.
Never heard of tickling. Didn't want to.
Right. Eye gouging, I'm cool with. Tickling, it's...
Yeah. But
What if you tickled Chris Culver at the bottom of a pile? What would he do?
I think he'd kill a guy.
He'd definitely kick you out the locker room.
He'd try.
And report it directly to Artie Lang.
Oh, just a bad week to be Chris Culver.
It's so bad.
Just brutal. And finally, in this segment, Forbes has released a list of the 10 most hated athletes or most disliked, however they phrase it. Ringing in at number 4, before Meta World Peace, mm-hmm. who's at 5, A-Rod at 6, Vic at 7, is your boy, Jay Cutler.
That's ridiculous.
The fourth most disliked athlete in sports.
And the number one most misunderstood legend in the NFL. Listen, the guy...
So go ahead, wax poetic about your
boy. I will wax poetic. He throws the best football in the National Football League.
4 yards straight into the ground.
That thing does not do that. 40 yards
way over everybody's head.
Jay Cutler is deadly accurate. Jay Cutler has an incredibly quick release. He throws darts. Colin Kaepernick thinks Jay Cutler throws darts. He's got the strongest arm in the league, maybe Kaepernick aside, Flacco aside. Is he the greatest quarterback? No. But is he running on sheer moxie out there making plays? Yes,
is
and I respect
him for that.
Is he kind
of a jerk? Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
He married a chick from the hills.
It's good for him.
You have to be a total jerk to marry a chick from the hills.
Do you like... That's fair.
Have you ever seen that show?
Do you like Tom Brady?
No.
He married a Victoria's Secret model. Is that supposed to be points
in his
favor?
She's kind of homely.
Oh, I don't know if you say
homely.
I agree that Gisele Bündchen is not as attractive as everybody makes her out to be. But let's not play the homely card.
Okay.
Let's slow our roll a bit.
I'm not... Right. Obviously, she was a Victoria's Secret model. Credit where credit is due. That bar... Raffaelli, and I know I'm misspeaking there.
Yeah.
That commercial where she's kissing the nerd.
That was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Awful.
I mean, there were some bad commercials during the Super Bowl. That was hands down the grossest thing I've ever seen in my...
I thought the commercials were terrible.
They were terrible, but that one especially, because like the sound effects and the close-up.
It was disturbing.
I mean, look, credit to that guy. Good, well done.
Right, how many takes do you... I'm sorry, I messed that one up.
Yeah, that's
we're
going
to have to try that one again.
It's the greatest casting in the history of anything, but man, was that gross.
What did you think the best Super Bowl commercial
was? Taco Bell Old People.
Taco Bell Old People, that one was awful.
I love that commercial.
It was forced. I mean, the best one, that Oreo library one, I thought was entertaining. And the where they're all whispering while having that huge fight. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the Super Bowl, normally after about the third quarter, midway through the third quarter,
right.
That's Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd commercial I thought was pretty funny.
It was weird.
I thought it was funny. I enjoyed that one.
All right.
Overall, down year.
Down year. Good game. Down year. We'll come back in an NCAA basketball themed outrageous claim. It's cover 2.